I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Thanks for hanging out in the heat wave of LA inside the We Are LA Tech studio office.
It's winter and it's 81 degrees outside.
It is. No, I think it's 83.
83.
Yeah, don't steal those 2 degrees away from us.
Of course not.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I'm here with some incredible LA Tech talent, and I can't wait to introduce you to Ryan Prust. He has helped so many companies develop their product in Los Angeles with Rhubarb Studios and on his own. He's been a part of accelerators, mentorship programs. He's just an incredible, incredible leader and teacher and just teammate in building product. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Esprit. Thanks for having me.
So, Ryan, tell me about your background and the moves that you're making in LA.
Yeah, of course. So, my background, I've been developing products for 15, 17 years now. I actually started when I was really young. I was telling you before that I was a hockey player. And when I was playing hockey, when I was young, I broke my leg. And I was in a wheelchair. And so I developed a product that made me more comfortable in a wheelchair. And started selling it. I lived in Indiana at the time, so I went to the Indy 500, which is a big race, and I got like a little booth at the Indy 500 and brought these seats that I had made and sold a bunch of them, and they ended up getting into the hands of some medical people, and they started giving me some feedback, and we just iterated on this physical product and turned it into something that ultimately was acquired by another company. And
how old were you?
So when I started, I was 15.
You had a company acquired when you were around 15?
That's when I started it. So I started when I was 15. And at the beginning, it looked nothing like it did 8 years later when it got acquired. When we first made it, it was like a sheet of plexiglass with some PVC piping. And, you know, just iterated hundreds of times into 8 years later, right after I graduated college, it got acquired.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
It was a really cool way to like get that first experience into entrepreneurship.
I'd say so. Wait, did you grow up in LA?
No, I grew up in Indiana. Indianapolis, Indiana is my hometown.
And then when did you come to Los Angeles? So this company was in Indiana. So when did you come to Los Angeles?
So I came to Los Angeles about 4 years ago.
And why?
Really for the tech world. I came here for the tech world. And of course, the people, the arts, the culture, the weather, the beach, all that's incredible. I was in San Diego before, but I came here mostly for the tech world.
I mean, how'd you even discover that LA had a tech scene from Indiana? I found We Are LA Tech. No, just kidding.
So, actually, that's the honest answer.
Shut up.
Are you being serious right now? Yes, this is the honest answer.
I was kidding.
Yes, the way I found out about tech in LA was I was just Googling tech in LA, and We Are LA Tech came up. It was like this old website, right, four years ago, and you had all your events on there at the time. You didn't have your super cool app at the time. And I think one of the first events I found was a green lava event, the Los Angeles Venture Association. And at the time, I was working on a product of my own that was in kind of like the green and sustainable space. And so that was like one of the first tech events that I ever went to in LA, which I found on We Are LA Tech.
That is so great. So I created We Are LA Tech in 2012. We created a video series called the We Are LA Tech video series, doing LA Startup Spotlights, which is funny because now we do LA Startup Spotlights on the podcast, but this was 2012. And it takes a long time to edit videos. So in the meanwhile, I was like, well, I'll throw up a calendar. And by you guys, at that time, there were not like 1 billion events a night. It was like maybe like 3 events a week or something.
They were sparse.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, I'll throw up a calendar because that would be really useful because there's all these different websites to find out like what's going on in the city. And then it would be an easy way, a Google Calendar, to just like know what's going on.
It's exactly what it was, Google Calendar.
Yeah. And now all these years later, we've built the mobile app, which you guys probably have. We are latech.com/app for the iPhone app, and we have the Android and private beta. But like, yeah, it's like it all started with that video series in the Google Calendar.
Yep.
Of me like just typing in events. And we still type them in manually. We don't like, it's all handmade in Los Angeles. Yeah.
So much love.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Yay, go Google. Right? That's so cool. I totally was kidding. That's awesome. So, okay, tell us about, like, where you're at today. Like, when people think of you, how what box should they put you in?
Yeah, they should put me in the – well, first of all, don't put me in a box.
Well, technically you're inside a box on this podcast, but I totally understand.
That's fair. So starting with such entrepreneurial roots, my skill set has become very diverse. Where I channel most of it and where I enjoy channeling most of my skills is in product development. Oftentimes that revolves around finding some sort of problem or issue or cause to be solved and figuring out a technical way to solve it. So if you're going to put me in a box, let's go with the product development box.
I dig the product. I mean, you're great at it. Now, your background in product development, let's go into it. Like, yeah. It started as a teen.
Yeah.
And right. then fast tracking, you moved to LA and you co-create Rhubarb Studios.
Right.
So what is Rhubarb Studios today?
Yeah. So Rhubarb Studios is a venture studio. We started it to accelerate technical and entrepreneurial growth in downtown Los Angeles. And over the 2.5 years, we grew a community of like 200 plus people. We threw two massive hackathons, one of them looking to solve the drought in California and came up with some really cool solutions. We started 8 startups, 6 of which are still running, and ran a bunch of client projects along with that. So Rhubarb Studios is a venture studio.
And then you spend a lot of your time teaching and mentoring in product development with different organizations. Let's dive into that a little bit.
Yeah. So I've always been a teacher. I mentioned earlier that I play ice hockey. And even when I was young playing ice hockey, I also taught ice hockey. I was a coach. And I still do that. But I've done a lot of the same stuff when it comes to entrepreneurship and product management and product development. I've taught at General Assembly. I taught their product management course there. At Rhubarb, I also developed some curriculum and taught some 8-week courses there. And now I'm teaching with Product School, an 8-week course on how to get a job in product management, how to become a product manager.
How can people explore that more? Like, if they want to be a part of that course and learn from you, where should they go?
Yeah, so if you want to learn more about what I teach in product management, you're definitely welcome to reach out to me. Do you share like my email address or can
whatever you feel comfortable with?
Sure. So if you want to reach out to me, reach out to me on either LinkedIn or hit me up on my email address at rcproust@gmail.com. Love talking about product management. And I'm happy to share what that's all about. Product School also runs weekly workshops. I've done a few of them myself. Really fun, free, just pop into it. You'll learn a little bit, meet some cool people, and kind of understand more about what the class is.
And why did you decide to move to LA and not the other startup cities around the world?
It's a good question, right? Because there's so many options. It could go to New York, you could go to San Francisco.
Tel Aviv.
You could go to Tel Aviv. I mean, even like Vancouver.
Boston has a great, yeah.
Why LA? I think one of the things that drew me most to LA is that this, now we kind of think of it as a startup scene, but LA has been a city of entrepreneurs for much longer than what we've kind of known it for as this startup world. It's been a city of entrepreneurs for years. And you can kind of see that in the city, right? Like the whole film industry, like most of them are entrepreneurs. All of the small businesses that exist in LA, all entrepreneurs. And so you can kind of just like feel that in the vibe of the city. And I loved that about it. There's also and sure you could argue you get this in some of the other cities as well, but there's also like the combination of arts and culture and food and music that is here in Los Angeles that you really can't find in those other cities. And the whole world is here. You have diversity here. You have every sort of culture, every type of person. And when it comes to making a business and you're thinking about scaling a business, you're building it for as many people as possible. So to have all of those people here and access to those cultures is kind of like a treasure chest when it comes to product development and like getting to know users and their different needs and their different ways of using products. So LA just seemed like the perfect spot to start building products.
For sure. Where in LA are you based?
West LA.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's where I grew up. I grew up in Westwood.
It's a good place.
By UCLA.
It's a good place.
What resources in LA do you recommend for tech?
What resources do I recommend in LA for tech? Well, what resources do you need for tech? You need the technical resource, right? So you need somebody with maybe the software knowledge or the hardware knowledge of how to build whatever the technical thing is. And when it comes to that resource, you know, there's a lot of great ways. Like you can go to Upwork and find some good freelancers.
Upwork's a website, yeah.
Yeah, but when it comes to like the local LA community, the best way I found is just like to go out and meet people, right? So like, I mean, go to any of the events site. Of course, We Are LA Tech is a great one. But like go find events anywhere and just like start to meet people, right? And don't just meet them to meet them. Meet them to work on some stuff together, collaborate for a little bit, try and create something together. So like all of the events, the community, use that as a resource to meet people.
You used to produce startup funerals.
Yeah, so that was a really fun event. We at Rhubarb Studios, we produced an event called Startup Funerals, where we embraced the idea of celebrating failure. So what we did is we brought together a group of entrepreneurs and highlighted a couple who have once failed but have now done something really successful and come together to kind of share those failures and, most importantly, what we learned from those failures. There's the adage of fail fast, which actually find if you stop at fail fast, that's pretty worthless. You're just failing a lot. Fail fast and learn from it is really what's important, is what you learn from it. So we kind of celebrated that idea with Startup Funerals, fail fast and learn from it, and then go be successful.
What LA tech companies or talent have you come across lately who have really impressed you?
So there's a couple LA tech companies. I'll mention a couple bigger ones that have just now started to receive some good funding and started to grow a bit. And so one of those companies is Headspace. If you don't use Headspace, it's a great little app to get you into meditation. Meditation I have found really useful, especially being an entrepreneur. So many things going on in your mind. Nice to kind of just calm the mind and push some of those things to the side and focus on what's really important. So I really like the work that Headspace is doing, beautiful design. And also Skirt. Skirt is another company I've been getting pretty excited about. A great solution to our mobility world. Great solution to the world of mobility. If you don't know, it's like kind of a better way to rent a car. You rent a car at the click of a button, they bring it to you wherever you're at. Great solution if you don't want to own a car. Let's see, what else?
Headspace actually designed their office. Did you hear about this in this really cool way? Whole article about how Headspace designed their office in a way to promote like calmness and mindfulness.
That's really cool. I kind of wish every office was designed that way.
My office is designed that way. I call it a spa-fist. Have you looked around? I have like candles.
I'm feeling pretty spa in here.
No, Roberto calls it a spa-fist. Like it's yeah, I love my office.
You got your little balance board too.
Right, yeah. My standing desk. If you had one ask of the community, something that they could, we have thousands of people listening, so something if they could support you in your success, what would that ask be?
That ask would be, let's collaborate on something. Let's build something together. Let's find an important problem to solve and try and build something together.
I dig it. Yeah. You could get down with that.
Yeah.
I could get down with that. Ryan, how can people connect with you? I know you mentioned it earlier, but let's say it one more time.
Yeah. So actually, what is the best way? I don't know if that is
the best way. Do you tweet?
I'm on Twitter.
I heard you have a new Instagram.
I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram.
Do you want to talk about your new Instagram?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about the new Instagram. So I myself am a burrito lover. I really enjoy burritos. I think it's this fantastic combination of you can kind of take any sort of food and mix it together in this beautiful way and wrap it together in this really fun to eat dish called a burrito. It's phenomenal. So I recently created a Instagram account called Deep Burrito Thoughts, where we eat burritos and share deep thoughts. So our service to the world is letting the world know about all the great burritos that exist out there. So follow Deep Burrito Thoughts on Instagram.
I love it.
Not the best way to contact me if you want to build some stuff together, though.
But I'm digging it. I think that is a good start to follow Deep Burrito Thoughts.
Yeah, it's a good start. It's a good start. I'm having a lot of fun with that. Just started 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, more followers would be much appreciated. good way to connect with me is that you can email me and you can reach me at rcproust@gmail.com.
Awesome. Ryan, thank you so much for being an integral part of the development in We Are LA Tech and being so supportive of the community and absolutely masterful at product development. I think everybody's going to be wowed connecting with you, and it's really exciting to have you on the We Are LA Tech podcast. If you guys want to connect with more people like Ryan and really feel supported by the community and collaborate together, definitely be sure to check out the We Are LA Tech private chat at wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. And like Ryan, today we were bottling beer, the very first LA Tech beer that we brewed together as LA Tech. We were doing that in downtown LA with the Experience Club. So if you want to be a part of more offline experiences with other LA Tech influencers, it's amazing, right? Influencers, founders, investors, developers, product managers. Just go to wearelatech.com/club. That's wearelatech.com/club. Ryan, what was your favorite part about the experience today?
Trying the beer.
Duh. The beer was so good. So good. You guys, I will see you, hear you, talk to you in the next episode. Ryan, you're awesome.
Thanks, Spree. Much love.
You're welcome. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Spree Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.